AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court left some key questions unanswered in an abortion ruling. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The High Court for now will allow emergency abortions in Idaho, reversing an earlier ruling that let the state's abortion ban take effect even in medical emergencies. But it's a procedural ruling that does not resolve issues at the heart of the case, like whether doctors can provide emergency abortions elsewhere. And the case may again come before the High Court soon after playing out in lower courts. The ruling comes a day after an opinion was accidentally posted and then removed from the Supreme Court website. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Supreme Court struck down a nationwide settlement with the maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma. It would have provided millions to help fight the opioid abuse crisis, but it would have shielded the owners of Purdue, the Sackler family, from civil lawsuits. The High Court also is stopping enforcement of the EPA's plan to limit downwind pollution from power plants and strip the Securities and Exchange Commission of a major tool in fighting securities fraud. The government says the economy expanded at a 1.4% annual pace from January through March. That's the slowest quarterly growth since the spring of 2022. In Oklahoma today, Richard Rojem Jr. died by lethal injection. He was executed for raping and killing a 7-year-old girl in 1984. President Biden and former President Donald Trump have little time left to prepare. The first presidential debate is tonight in Atlanta. Consultant and former advisor to Hillary Clinton, Philippe Reines, says a lot is at stake.
You have two men that have not debated in 4 years. Don't like each other, haven't seen each other, pretty rusty, heading into the biggest night of their lives.
Crowds of Bolivians chanting in support of the president have flooded the streets, denouncing a failed coup attempt. This is AP News. Job numbers are giving mixed signals.
It's good news and not so good news. Fewer people applied for unemployment last week, but the total number of Americans on unemployment rose to the highest level in more than 2 years. Jobless claims for the week ending June 22nd fell by 6,000 from the previous week, but the total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits rose for the eighth week in a row to 1.8 million for the week of June 15th. That's the most since November of 2021. Unemployment applications are trending higher in June. The unemployment rate ticked up to 4% in May, despite the fact that employers added a strong 272,000 jobs last month. Job postings for April hit their lowest level since 2021. I'm Rita Foley.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.